Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone today is Nicholasville Mayor Russ Meyer. Good day to you, sir.
All right. How are you doing, Alan? And thank you again for having me on your show. And I'm getting a lot of good feedback, you know, after I've been on the air. People are listening, so that's a great thing.
We are now in January, and a lot of times in January you tend to look back at the year previous. What would you consider are the top accomplishments from your standpoint in 2012?
You know, from a project standpoint, you know, we were able to complete our downtown project, which, you know, many people in Central Kentucky that had been through Nicholasville, and of course our own residents and primarily our downtown business people were excited to see that happen and come to an end, and we can see the fruits of everybody's labor, and it's been a great project, and we're looking forward to getting the mast arms in on that and finishing the Main Street portion of the downtown project. You know, another thing that we're getting ready to have a report on, you know, tonight at our meeting, our city commission meeting, is we have an audit report. We had a very good audit again, and we are being fiscally responsible. We're making the necessary cuts that we had to make to operate and survive in these challenging times. And, you know, it has been a good thing up to this point. But, you know, looking out in the future, you know, we are going to have to look at progressing and being a little more progressive so we don't fall behind and we continue to move forward as a community and as a region. So looking forward to that in 13. And that's kind of what's on my mind right now. But
let me ask you also about the pension issue in Nicholasville, because it's a big problem in Lexington, and I understand it's the same thing in Nicholasville.
It is the number one problem, I can tell you, with all cities across our state. It has been a major problem for Nicholasville, and of course you have seen and read in the paper how it has affected Lexington, LFUCG, and the mayor's been outspoken on it, and I've met with the mayor Gray several times on it, and I know when he took office, our first meeting was, I told him the biggest issue that we all have is the pension issue. You know, the pension issue, the impact that it has had on Nicholasville is, you know, in the last 6 years, five, 6 years, you know, our budget, our expenses, and what we have to put into the pension by mandate from the state has increased well over $1 million. And that is not attributed to, you know, expenses that we have created locally, because we have less employees now than we did then by, I think the number is somewhere around 15 to 20, but so our payroll has not increased, although our pension match has more than doubled, because before that it was somewhere around $1 million, and then now it's well over $2 million, and it's scary. It's a scary situation, and as Mayor, I like the word Mayor Gray used in the meeting in Frankfort last Monday at the Historical Society, prepping for this year's session. You know, operating the way it has been operating, if you're a business person, you can just call it insane, and that's exactly the word that needs to be used, because it's mind-boggling, and the direction it's going is the outlook is not good for any city or county in the Commonwealth.
And Mayor Russ Meyer of Nicholasville, what would you like to see happen here in this situation?
You know, KLC has come together, and we have a plan. We've all come together as cities and agreed on the direction we'd like to see it going as a more of a hybrid type system, you know, like all other businesses are, because the current situation they're in is just not sustainable.
Just give me one example of how an unfunded pension has tied your hands in terms of getting things done in Nicholasville.
Well, I ask the question, you know, every day, and I bring it up to our, you know, chiefs of police and fire and all of our, you know, departmental superintendents who, you know, take responsibility for our budget. I say, what could we do with $1.5 million? Because what it is our pension match has increased that much, and it is not by decisions that we have made at a local level. We have not made decisions to spend that money. They've been mandates that have been sent down, and you know, it just, you figure out a way to cut expenses to pay to come up with the money is what our almost only thing that we've been able to do at the local level. And with Mayor Gray, that's a unique situation because Lexington, LFUCG, they fund their own pension plan. They're not in the state's pension plan yet. They are governed by the rules and regulations of the state pension plan, and they have to operate within those guidelines, and that's been hard on them because they can't make decisions. It's still a state mandate on them, and that's a unique situation where you are the one fully funding it, fully responsible for the unfunded balance. Yet you can't make a decision on what direction you want to go mechanically within that, you know, operation. And so that makes it real tough on Mayor Gray and the council in Lexington.
One more question. I was looking at the minutes of your recent commission meetings, and historic design guidelines has been on the docket for quite a bit. What's up with that?
Well, we had to establish through our planning and zoning. We had to approve it as a board, but through our planning and zoning, they established a historic district and guidelines that go along with that. And, you know, the one thing that I didn't want to do to a private property owner, I wanted buy-in from everybody, and everyone on our commission wanted buy-in from everybody on those guidelines. And it's all driven from a protective standpoint, so, you know, you could preserve and protect, yet, you know, if you had a property owner that absolutely did not want to be in it and be governed by these guidelines, we wanted everybody to have a say in it. So it took a long time to get through that process and to get everybody educated and to bring everyone to an overall understanding of what direction we wanted to go. But it was just, the reason it was on there so long is we wanted to let everybody have a say, let everybody have their word and input in it, and it was beneficial in the end.
Well, our time is up for today. Nicholasville Mayor Russ Meyer, I want to thank you for your time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.